Let's look. So first is the references for any task. So in the ACS and PTSs, there's a broad categories called areas of operation, right? So area of operation one, for example, is pre-flight. And that includes things like all the ground knowledge. So it includes the actual pre-flight pilot qualifications, weather. It includes cross-country flight planning. It includes performance systems on the airplane, that kind of thing. So that's the broad categories of operation one. So if I just pull it up here, I think I can show you. This is the private pilot ACS, right? And if I go to area of operation one in just a second, so if it lets, as soon as it lets me, you will see here in just a second. Okay, next page. Yes, here. Okay. So this is the area of operation one, pre-flight preparation, and it has tasks in it. So the first task is A, pilot qualifications. So if you fail this test, on your notice of disapproval, it will say area of operation one, task A. That's what it will say. But notice there are references here. For every single task has references. So 14 CFR part 61, part 65 and 91, the FAA handbook 8083-2, and the FAA handbook, this is the PHEC 25, and AC68-1. So all the references where this information comes from is contained within these references. So if your DPE is asking questions that aren't in these references, this is off limits. It's completely off limits. As much as they want to ask it, that's great. They can do that in a seminar or something, but they can't do it on a test. And if they're doing it, they need to stop.